is from 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning. I am not Pastor Gene. So if you would hold those words close to your heart, and I'd like to just spend a few moments introducing our speaker this morning. So why don't you go ahead and have a seat? First, I did want to thank all of you for your prayers and support of our family as, speaking of someone who finished the race, my sister who went home to the Lord passed away on Easter Sunday, and so I've been absent the past several weeks, but thank you so much for just your care for our family at this time. You know, today is also Founders Day, and a lot of you kind of don't know what that is, but it's a time when the churches that we are affiliated with in the Holiness, OMS Holiness Conference, we just kind of acknowledge the founders of our denomination, which was established back in 1920. And this the donations and gifts that are given towards the Founders Day offering are then given to the retired pastors in our conference. And, of course, the original founders have long gone home to the Lord, but there are those who faithfully serve for many, many years, and this is just a gesture on behalf of our denomination, our conference, to support them as they go through this season of their lives, post-active ministry. So if the Lord leads you to do so, please give to that Founders Day offering. It's kind of fitting that we have Pastor Gene sharing and bringing the God's word to us this morning, because the original intent and focus of our conference was to bring the gospel to those of Japanese ancestry. And so we have what is called the Nichigobu, which is Japanese for Japanese department, and Pastor Gene is our shepherd over there, and our sister churches, by and large, have a Nichigo department as well. But as immigration patterns have changed, as there have been changes in demographics and so on, most of our conference churches, with a few exceptions, have become more multi-Asian and multi-ethnic in their focus of ministry, including ours, and that's been a real blessing to us. But we are blessed to continue to have a Nichigo, a Japanese-speaking department, of which Gene Sensei is teacher, if you don't know, is the shepherd over there, and I just have come to appreciate him so much. And again, it's fitting that he preaches today because he became a Christian through our ministry to the Japanese here at our church, through Tetsuo Kagiwara, who's now in South Bay. And Gene Sensei also received the call to ministry while he was here. And so God called him, and he became equipped over at the Tokyo Biblical Seminary, where he received his MDiv, did an internship in Japanese-speaking ministry in Korea. And the Lord led him back to our conference, and he did 5 years over at Tucson, our sister church, Japanese Christian community of Tucson. And then the Lord called him here, and we've been blessed to have Gene a part of our ministry here. He's not only the shepherd of our Nichigo department, but he's also one of our elders, church-wide elders. And I appreciate the wisdom and care that he's brought to us in serving in that capacity. His better half is Noriko, and they have four wonderful children, Daiki, Motoya, Kiho, and Miyu. And also we have the blessing of Noriko's mom, Reiko Tokura, who's come to live in the U.S. a couple years ago. And if you don't know, one other piece of trivia, Yuka Leong is Jean's sister, if you didn't. How many of you knew that? Everybody know that? Okay, most of you. All right, so we have the blessing of that whole family. But I also just appreciate Gene's friendship to me personally, his encouragement, his support, his example. He's very on top of so much, and he maintains this wonderful teachability. And those of you who might have been alarmed when Willie said he's going to be preaching in Japanese, yes, he will be preaching in Japanese, but we will have the blessing of the translation skills and gifting of Andy Clark. He's the short guy who will be coming up in a moment. And one last thing, you know, Gene, his legal name is In Hyun. He's a Korean who was raised in Japan. And it's kind of fun when the staff went to a Korean restaurant one time and asked him, well, what should we order? And he said, I don't know. He's pretty much fully Japanese. So welcome, Gene In Hyun Sensei. And Andy.
Okay. Good morning. Oh, no. おはようございます。この朝はこのようにして御言葉を語る機会を与えられて、主に感謝しています。
I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity to share the word with you this morning.
すでに先生がほとんど私が書き込んだイントロをしてくださったのでちょっとやりづらいんですけれども最初しばらく少し紹介をさせていただきます。
So the first couple paragraphs today I was going to introduce myself, but Pastor Roland kind of mentioned everything already. So it'll be a little bit awkward, but bear with me.
クロスウェイ教会の日号牧師となり、すでに7年目を迎えました。
I'm now in my seventh year of being pastor at the Nichigo department here at Crossway Church.
普段長老会やスタッフの一人として奉仕させていただいているので、まあ、日号だけではなくって、いろんな方との交わりを持たせていただくことができて、まあ、家族ともどもに喜んでいます。
And I'm also an elder and a staff member of the entire church, so I don't just interact with the Nichigo members, but I have many interactions with everyone in the church, and our entire family is really thankful for the connections we have.
ただ、まあ、スタッフの方たちも含めてあまり私のことは知られてないと思いますので、もう一度になりますけれども、簡単に自己紹介させていただきたいと思います。
But there may be some people who don't really know me that well, so I want to briefly just share a little bit about my background.
私の名前はヒョン・インと言います。
My name is In Hyun.
普段は、ヒョン牧師であったり、ジン牧師と呼ばれていますが、私は日本の大阪で、生まれ育った在日韓国人の三世半です。
And usually... Usually I'm called Pastor Hyun or Pastor Jin here at church, but I was born and raised in Japan, in Osaka, as a member of a Korean family living in Japan. We were 3.5th
yes.
generation, 3.5 generations.
Yes. Yes.
of the family in Japan. Yes.
高校卒業後に今私が住んでいますサンタクラリタの COC カレッジオブザキャニオンズに留学しました。
After graduating from high school I decided to come to America and attended College of the Canyons in Santa Clarita where I actually live today.
そこで、このクロスウェイ教会の日号の家庭集会に導かれて、約1年後にイエス様への信仰を持つに至りました。
And I was invited to one of the home services led by members of the Nichigo department at Crossway Church. And after about a year of attending, I was led to faith in Jesus Christ.
もう20年近く前になりますが、1999年の夏に洗礼を受けて、その約1年半後にカレッジの卒業とともに東京聖書学院に入学しました。
And it's almost 20 years ago now, but in 1999, I was baptized. And a year and a half after that, upon graduating from COC, I went back to Japan and enrolled in the Tokyo Biblical Seminary.
そしてそこでの3年間の学びと、韓国ソウルでの、日本人教会でしたが、そこでの約9ヶ月間のインターンシップを得て、この教団に入りました。
And after 3 years of study at seminary and a 9-month internship in Seoul, Korea at a Japanese church, I was led to enter the denomination that we are part of, the Holiness denomination.
最初はアリゾナ州で5年半、ツーソンで5年半。で、その後、私の母教会ですね、ここは。母教会であるこの東教会に赴任してきて7年が経とうとしています。
And at first I was assigned to Tucson, Arizona, to a sister church of ours there for 5.5 years. And after that, I was assigned to Crossway Church, and it's been 7 years now.
私の両親はクリスチャンではありません。
My parents are not Christians.
ですから神学校に対する理解も全くありませんでしたので、私はこのクロスウェイ教会と教団からの奨学金で神学校に行きました。
And so because of that, they didn't really have any knowledge or understanding of what seminary was. So I was able to go to seminary through the scholarship that I received from this church and from the assistance from many members.
ローラン先生も言ってくださったように当時の日語部の牧師鍵和田牧師と東教会の兄弟姉妹たちの祈りと経済的サポートによって、牧師となる訓練を受けさせていただきました。
So as Pastor Roland said, the pastor of the Nichigo side at that time was Pastor Kagiwada, and through his support and the support of the other members and their financial assistance, I was able to accept this trial of being trained to become a pastor.
そのように必要を満たして、また恵みを持って導かれた神様に感謝するとともに、皆さんにも感謝しています。
And so I'm so thankful to God for His provision, to me during that time, but also to all the support I received from, everyone here at this church.
実は私はもともと読み書きが大の苦手で、人前で話すことなどを全くできないものでした。
Originally, I didn't enjoy reading or writing, and I was terrible at speaking in front of people.
まあ、ちょっと余談ですが、日本ではそういった訓練はほとんどしません。
In Japan, we don't really have training like that.
ですので、本当に震えて証しもできなかったようなものです。
And so I would always be terrified when I was called on to give my testimony in front of people.
まあそういうこともあって、まあ恥ずかしい話ですが、新学校での最初の学期を終えた時点では、時点でもうすでにもうやめたい、もう無理だって言って、影山先生に手紙を書いたようなものです。
And so it's embarrassing, but after the first semester of seminary, I was so terrified and so not ready for the experience that I...even wrote a letter to Pastor Kagiwada saying, I can't do this, I need to quit. I'm going to quit.
まあまあその後の話は長くなるので、しませんが、今日こうして講壇に立っているということは、その時、進学校を辞めなかったということです。
And we won't go into detail on what happened afterwards, but as you can see, I'm standing here on stage today, so things worked out.
ただただ主の憐れみと恵みとしか言いようがありません。
And that's only because of the grace and mercy of our Lord.
それゆえにこの礼拝を通して、主の皆が崇められ、主の御言葉と、イエス様の素晴らしさだけが、皆さんの心に残ることを願っています。
And so my prayer today is that, the Lord's name will be honored during this service and that His word, His scripture will be, planted in your heart during this time.
今日今読んでいただいたその開いていますテモテの第二の手紙はパウロが書いた最後の手紙と言われているものでその名の通り直接の受け取り人は彼のマナ弟子のテモテでした。
The book that we've opened today, 2 Timothy, is the last letter that Paul wrote, and it was addressed to, his beloved disciple Timothy.
今週はその中でも4章最後の章を開いていますがパウロはこのところで自分が世を去る時が来たことつまり自分の死が近いことを悟っています。
And today we're looking at the last chapter, chapter 4, but, in this passage Paul is talking about coming to the end of his time, here on this earth.
ですからこのところで彼自身パウロ自身とまた主を信じる者たちの救いについて、彼に与えられている確信について、書き記しています。
And so he's sharing his conviction about his own salvation and the salvation of those people around him in this passage.
もう一度8節をお読みします。今からは義の栄冠が私のために用意されているだけです。かの日には正しい審判者である主がそれを私に授けてくださるのです。
We'll read a portion of verse 8 again. Now there is in store for me the crown of my righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
これが、ローマの獄中、牢屋の中で、その自分の死の近いことを悟ったパウロが、彼自身の救いについて、彼自身の救いについて与えられた確信ですね。
And this is the conviction that Paul was given, even, upon being in prison in Rome and knowing that his death was near.
義の栄冠とは、まあ、その救いのことをもっと言うと救いの完成を意味しています。
The crown of righteousness is pointing to salvation, that is the completion of Paul's salvation.
パウロのこのような確信はどこから来たんでしょう?
And where does Paul receive this faith, this trust, this conviction that he has that he is actually saved?
そのすぐ前の7節で彼はこう語っています。私は勇敢に戦い、走るべき道のりを走り終え、信仰を守り通しました。
In verse 7, right before, he says this, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
パウロは言います。私は兵士のように、この世での戦いを勇敢に戦い、アスリートのように主から与えられたレースを走り終え、ガーディアンのように自分に与えられた信仰を守り通した。
Paul says, like a soldier, I have fought the good fight, I have fought bravely, like an athlete, I have finished the race that was laid before me, and like a guardian, I have protected the faith that was given me.
ですから、あとは勝利者に与えられる義の栄冠が自分のために用意されているというんですね。
And now what is waiting for me is this crown of righteousness that the Lord has in store for me.
確かにパウロは主の福音宣教に最も貢献した人物の一人と言えるでしょう。
Looking at Paul, we can say that he's one of the most important people who took on this task of evangelizing, of spreading the Lord's gospel.
彼自身が言うように、彼は誰よりも多くの労苦をし、誰よりも多くの実を結んだ人、また、多くの苦しみも迫害ですね、それを受けた人ですよね。
As he himself said, he worked harder than anyone else, bore more fruit for the Lord than anyone else, and suffered more for the sake of the Lord than anyone else.
それゆえにこれ日本語ではあの主語っていうのはあんま出てこないんですが英語では出てくるんですがその彼が、私は勇敢に戦い私は走るべき道のりを走り終え私は信仰を守り通しましたという時にそれに異議を唱える人はまあいないんではないかと思うんです。
And so when he says that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, I don't think there's anybody who would object to him saying that.
ではどうでしょう。パウロはそのように言うことで彼自身の正しさ、私の生き方をこの救いの根拠としているんでしょうか。
But does this mean that Paul is basing his salvation upon his own efforts, upon his own way of life, and what he's done up to this point?
これまでの自分の歩みを振り返り、もうそこには何の後悔もない。すべてが納得のいくものであったので当然私は自分は義の栄冠を受けるに値すると言ってるんでしょうか。
Is he saying that when he looks back on his life he has no regrets, he has nothing that he needs to repent for so that he has earned this crown of righteousness?
もしそうだとしたら彼は、イエス様を誇るものではなくって自分自身を誇るものですよね。
If that's what he's saying, then he's not boasting in the Lord, he's boasting in himself.
でもそうではない。
But that's not the case.
パウロがこのように言ったのは、彼にそのような歩みをさせてくださったイエス様を誇るゆえ。
The reason why Paul is saying this is because he's boasting in the Lord, who is the one who enabled him to do all these things.
皆さんもご存知だと思います。つまり、自己中心で間違った熱心さ、人の熱心さですよね。自分自身の熱心さのゆえに、かつて神の教会を迫害した罪深い私を、このお方は裁くどころか、かえって憐れみを示すことで、この恵みの許しの、この救いの御言葉を語る神の器として立てて、でその歩みを導かれた、この主を誇るゆえに、彼はこう語った。
I think you all know Paul's backstory. He was a fervent persecutor of the church. He believed that he was following the Lord's orders to persecute the Christian church because they were mistaken in believing in this Jesus. And he took that selfish nature that he had and he persecuted the church. But God came to him. He didn't judge him. Instead, God showed Paul grace and changed Paul's heart to become a messenger of the Lord, to go out and to spread the grace of God.And to walk with him for the rest of his life. And because Paul knew that this was God's grace working in his life, he said these things to boast in the Lord and what the Lord has done in him.
同じ手紙の2章の13節に、私たちは真実でなくても彼は常に真実であるという、この真実なお方によって彼が導かれたからですね。
And Paul was able to do all these things because he was led by the faithful Lord. As he says earlier in the book, in chapter 2, verse 13, talking about the Lord, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
確かに勇敢に戦ってその道のりを走って信仰を守り通したのはパウロ自身です。
Now it is true that Paul was the one who fought bravely, who fought the good fight, ran the race and protected his faith.
でもそれは主の真実さによって、主の計り知れない恵みと憐れみによってであったことを、彼が一番、誰よりも一番よく分かっていた。
But Paul knew that this was, knew better than anyone that this was only possible because of the faithfulness of God and because of his immeasurable grace and mercy.
ですから、そのすぐ後で義の栄冠を自分で獲得するものとしてではなくって、それは正しい審判者である主によって授けられるものだと彼は言いました。
That is why in verse 8 he talks about the crown of righteousness being given to him by the Lord. It's not something that he took for himself. It is given to him by the righteous judge, the Lord.
それを受けられるかどうかは私の判断どうこうではなくって、この方にかかっていると彼は言っています。
Whether or not you will receive it doesn't depend on your actions or anything that you do. It only depends on the Lord's decision.
そして続く8節の後半では、今度は他の信仰者たちの救いについて彼の確信を述べています。
And the second part of verse 8, he talks also about the salvation of all those around him.
私だけではなく、主の現れを慕っている者には誰にでも授けてくださるのです。
Saying that this crown is not only given to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
当然のことですが、パウロは義の栄冠、救いの冠が自分だけではなくて、すべての信仰者に授けられることを語っています。
Now, this seems obvious, but Paul is talking about all believers receiving this crown, not just, it's not just something special for himself.
そしてこのところからも彼が勇敢に走るべき道のりを走り終え、信仰を守り通したと言ったとき、それが彼自身、自分を誇るものではなかったことがわかります。
And by looking at this verse 8, we can see that verse 7, where he talks about fighting the good fight, running the race, and keeping the faith, is not a boast in himself, in his own strength.
なぜならば、パウロはここで他の信仰者たちの救いについて、私のように、同じように私のように歩む者にではなくて、主の現れを慕っている者には誰にでも主が義の栄冠を授けてくださると言っているからです。
And we see this because Paul says that all people who love the appearing of the Lord will receive the crown. He doesn't say all people who lived a life like myself will receive the crown.
つまり私たち信仰者クリスチャンをして勇敢に戦い走るべき道のりを走り信仰を守り通すという、そのような通そうとするのは福音を聞いて、すでにこの主の十字架の愛を知りそれを信じて救われているから。
So for Christians, the reason why we fight the good fight, we run the race, we keep the faith, is because we have already heard the gospel and we have believed in the message of the cross and received salvation.
主に愛されて主を愛するというイエス様とのこの愛と信頼の関係に恵みによってまた信仰によって入れられているので、私たちはそのような兵士としてまたアスリートとしてガーディアンとして義の栄冠を約束されたものとしての歩みへと向かっていく。
It is because we have entered into a relationship where the Lord loves us and we love him in return through grace and faith that we are then able to fight like a soldier, run like an athlete, and keep the faith as guardians of this faith that we have been given.
いかがでしょう、皆さんにお聞きしたいんですが、主はご自身の現れを慕っている者には、現れを慕っているものですよ、パウロのように歩んでいるものじゃなくて、ご自身の、現れを慕っている者には誰にでも義の栄冠を授けてくださると言うんですが、今日あなたは主の現れを慕っていますか。
So let me ask you, Paul is saying that the Lord will give this crown of righteousness to anyone who loves him, who loves his appearing. Today, do you love the Lord? Do you long for him to come?
この慕うとはその今言ってくれたように ESV では love ですね。他の訳ではその long for とかってありますけれども、ギリシャ語ではアガパオですね、アガペーの愛ですが、主の現れ、このイエス様の現れを愛するとはどういう意味ですか？
So, and in the translation we had up on the screen today, it says, love the Lord's appearing. In other translations, the word used is sometimes to long for the Lord. But what does it mean to love his appearing, to love the Lord? The Greek is using the word agapao, agape. And so what exactly does that mean?
主の現れ、それは再臨のことですね。
Now, the appearing of the Lord refers to the second coming.
ですからそれは私たちの救いの完成のために、主が再びこの世に戻ってこられるわけですが、このそのことを愛する心待ちにするということです。
And at that second coming, the Lord will come to complete our salvation and to take us with him. But to long for his appearing, to love his appearing means to wait in hope for that day to come.
今日あなたは主の現れを慕っていますか？心待ちにしておられるでしょうか？
So are you longing for that day? Are you longing to see the Lord?
義の栄冠がかかっていますけれども。
And upon this depends the crown of righteousness.
もっと言うと、そのイエス様来られるわけですが、あなたはこのイエス様ご自身を愛しておられますか？
So in addition to longing for his coming, do you actually love the Lord today?
私と妻ののりこは日本から来ましたので、家族や友達の多くは日本に住んでいます。
Now, my wife and myself, we were born and raised in Japan, and so we still have family and many friends who are living in Japan.
先月も家族で訪日しましたが、日本に行くたびに人々との再会、特に親しい友との再会がとても楽しみです。
And just last month, we went as a family back to Japan. And each time we go back, we are always looking forward to seeing friends, and especially to seeing people that we're very close to.
なぜそうなんでしょう?
Why do we look forward to that?
それは私が彼らのことを知っているからですよね。彼らを知っている、その最近出会ったっていう人もいますが、でも特に彼らのことを知っているから、そして彼らが信頼できる人だと分かっているからです。
And there may be some people that we just met among that group, but we know all of them, and we know that we can trust them and that we have a relationship with them.
ですから私が彼らに会いたいのは、彼らから何かプレゼントしてもらうとか、彼らに何かお願い事を聞いてもらうためではない。
And so the reason why I look forward to seeing them is not because I'm expecting to receive some present for them or for them to do something for me.
それは彼らとの再会。顔を合わせて、スカイプとかできるんですが、でも実際に顔を合わせてその時間を共にする、つまりこの交わりをすることが喜びそのものだからですね。
It's because being able to meet them face to face, to see them, to spend time with them, even though now we can Skype really to see face to face, but all these things, to be able to spend that time with them in person is what brings us joy.
イエス様との関係もそのようなものです。
And a relationship with Jesus should be similar to that.
いや、主がどんな親しい友よりも素晴らしいお方、信頼できる方であるゆえに、それらとは比べ物にならないほど、このイエス様との関係は素晴らしいものと言うべきでしょう。
But because the Lord can be closer than any friend, is more trustworthy than anybody on this world, our relationship with him, our expectation of seeing him again, should be incomparable to what we just described.
もちろんイエス様は私たちの祈りに応えてくださいます。
Of course, the Lord will respond to our prayers.
私たちの必要を知ってそれを満たしてくださるお方です。
He knows what we need and he wants to provide fulfillment for us.
でもそれらが私たちをしてイエス様を慕う、愛する一番の理由となってはいけない。
But we have to make sure that that's not the main reason why we love the Lord.
そうなると、あ、聞いてくれなかった、あ、何もしてくれなかった、だから愛さないということになってしまう。
If that were the main reason, then when we don't see an expected response to prayer, we will say the Lord wasn't listening to us, he doesn't love us.
それは大事な、それはもう含んでるわけですが、でも私たちがイエス様を慕うのは、愛するのは、イエス様が素晴らしいお方であり、このお方が私たちを愛していてくださっているからですね。
So the reason why we love the Lord is because he is a wonderful God and because he first loved us.
でもパウロはここでイエス様のことを正しい審判者だと言っています。
But Paul also calls the Lord the righteous judge here in today's passage.
正しい審判者を慕うというのはどこか変な感じもするかもしれませんが、主が正しい審判者であるというとき、それはこの方が私たちの心、皆さんの心、そしてその歩みをすべてご覧になって正しく裁かれるお方であるということです。
It may seem slightly strange to love or long for a righteous judge, butThe Lord is the righteous judge, and what that means is he's looking at your heart and your walk, and he sees everything, and he's going to judge that in righteousness.
いかがですか？この正しい審判者である方に全てを知られているんですが、もうすで知られているんですが、知られていて、私は大丈夫です。義の栄冠を受けられますと言える人はいますか？
Is there anyone here knowing that the righteous judge sees all?Everything in your life, and can still say, I'm fine. I think I deserve the crown of righteousness.
主は私たちが人前でいる時の私たちだけではなくって、誰も見ていない。あなたが一人の時のそのあなた自身のことも、その心のこと、その行いも、すべてを知っておられるお方。
The Lord knows everything, not just your actions out in public in front of other people, but in those moments when you are by yourself and what you do and what you think during those times.
その上で皆さん、あなたはそのイエス、この正しい審判者に対して、の前で私は大丈夫だと言えるでしょうか?
Knowing all that, can you stand in the presence of the righteous judge and say that, yes, I am righteous?
全ての人は私をもちろん含んで義の栄冠どころか不義の冠としての滅びの宣告を主から受けるしかない。
All people including myself, we do not deserve the crown of righteousness. We deserve instead eternal punishment.
でもだからこそイエス様、神の御子、罪のないお方、完全なこの救い主が来てくださった。
But that is why the perfect Son of God came to this world to be our Savior.
私たちをこの罪と滅びから救うために、主は私たちの不義を全部背負って十字架にかかって身代わりの死を遂げてくださった。
In order to save us from sin and punishment, the Lord came to this earth, took our unrighteousness upon himself, and died on the cross in our place.
正しい審判者である方、裁く側の方が私たちのために、私たちあなたのために、裁かれる側となって神の裁きを受けてくださった。
The righteous judge, the one who was supposed to stand in judgment above us, instead came to this world and took our place and stood under judgment for us.
これが誠の愛でなくて何でしょう?
If this is not true love, what is?
十字架の死よりよみがえられた主は今日も御言葉を持って御言葉を通してご自分に信頼を置く者、救いの望みを持つ者にこの十字架の愛を注いでくださっています。
And the resurrected Lord is pouring out his love that he revealed to us on the cross through his scriptures to all those who have hope and faith in him.
この愛を持ってあなたを愛してくださっている。
And with that love, he is loving you today.
そしてこの愛に応えるものに義の栄冠を用意してくださっています。
And to all those who respond to that love, he has prepared a crown of righteousness for you.
このお方への信仰、信仰とは信頼とも言えますね。またこの真実な主に対する愛とも言うことはできますが、このお方への信仰を最後まで守り通させていただこうではないですか。
And let us continue to hold on to this faith that we have been given in our Lord. This faith can be also said...
信頼、愛。
Faith can also be translated, it can also be said to trust in the Lord, to trust in the faithful one who has given us his grace and mercy and called us into salvation.
キーとなるのは、あなたは今日、主を慕っていますか。そしてその慕っているということを、あなたが私が慕っている慕っているではなくて、イエス様が、ああその通りだって、あなたのその心を見てそのように言ってくださるかどうかですね。
What's important today is if you love the Lord, if you long for Him, and it's not about you determining if you love Him enough. What's important is if the Lord looks at your heart and if He sees your love for Him and whether that is true or not.
この方への信仰を守り通そうではありませんか。
So let's continue to keep the faith that we have been given.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
愛する天のお父様。
Heavenly Father.
あなたの素晴らしい皆を褒めたたえます。
We praise your wonderful name.
あなたがこの十字架を通して私たちに明らかにしてくださった御子イエス様のこの十字架の愛を心から感謝をいたします。
We thank you for the love of God that you have revealed to us through the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross.
私たちがあなたを選んだのではなく、あなたが私たちを選んでくださいました。
Lord, we did not choose you. Instead, you first chose us.
私たちはあなたを愛さないことがたくさんあります。でもあなたは私たちを愛し続けてくださっています。
Lord, there are many times when we are not able to love you, but even in those moments, Lord, you continue to love us.
そのあなたへの、そのあなたの愛によって、どうぞ私たちの心の目をさらに開いてください。
We pray that through that love you will continue to open the eyes of our hearts more and more.
あなたを信じているそうですが、それをはるかに超えて、あなたを愛している、信頼している、そのような深い信仰の深みへと、どうぞ私たちの信仰を導いてください。
Lord, yes, we do have faith in you, but we pray that that faith might be deepened through your leading, that our trust and love of you would grow more and more each day.
私たちをここまで導いてくださった方は、これからもその恵みを持って導き、やがて義の栄冠を与えてくださると信じます。
And we believe and know, God, that the one who has led us to this day will continue to lead us in love until we come to that day when we receive the crown of righteousness.
この世ではさまざまなその苦しみ、戦いがありますけれども、でもあなたがそれを導いて乗り越えさせてくださるお方です。
In this world there are many trials and challenges, Lord, but we know that you can provide the strength that we need to overcome those.
そのあなたに目を上げ、あなただけを見ていくことができますように、どうぞ御言葉と聖霊を通して私たちを助けてください。
We ask, Lord, for your help through the scriptures and your Holy Spirit that our eyes might always be focused upon you.
あなたを愛します。
We love you, Lord.
この祈りを愛する主、イエス様の皆によってお祈りいたします。
We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.